X Sports. Rick Stevenson, 16 years old, spends every minute he can on the mountain. He and his friends go snowboarding every weekend. "It's incredible," he says. "The winds are so strong, the boards go 50 miles an hour." His friend Laura Fields agrees. "No one goes skiing anymore," she says. "That's for the old folks." Rick and Laura are part of a new trend in sports. It has its own language, words such as rage, juice, and energy. It has its own clothing, such as skin-tight bicycle suits in rainbow colors, or baggy tops and pants. And it's not for the old or the easily frightened. Its philosophy is to get as close to the edge as possible. And more young athletes are taking part in these risky, daredevil activities called extreme sports, or X sports. In the past, young athletes would play hockey or baseball. Today, they want risk and excitement. The closer to the edge, the better. They snowboard over cliffs and mountain bike down steep mountains. They windsurf near hurricanes, go whitewater rafting through rapids, and bungee jump from towers. Extreme sports started as an alternative to more expensive sports. A city kid who didn't have the money to buy expensive sports equipment could get a skateboard and have fun. But now it has become a whole new area of sports, with specialized equipment and high levels of skill. There's even a special Olympics for extreme sports called the Winter X Games, which includes snow mountain biking and ice climbing. An extreme games competition is held each summer in Rhode Island. It features sports such as sky surfing, where people jump from airplanes with surfboards attached to their feet. What makes extreme sports so popular? "People love the thrill," says Murray Nussbaum, who sells sports equipment. "City people want to be outdoors on the weekend and do something challenging. The new equipment is so much better that people can take more risks without getting hurt." An athlete adds, "Sure, there's a risk, but that's part of the appeal. Once you go mountain biking or snowboarding, it's impossible to go back to bike riding or skiing. It's just too boring." Extreme sports are certainly not for everyone. Most people still prefer to play baseball or basketball, or watch sports on TV. But extreme sports are definitely gaining in popularity. These sports are fresh and exciting. It's the wave of the future. The potential is huge, says Nussbaum.